Agenda item number four, discussion and possible action on recommendation to negotiate a professional auditing service contract, Richard, by Director Peter Bennis.
Here I am.
There you are.
Okay, on our recommendation for professional services, auditing services, we had a meeting. Our meeting was held on April 14th.
Anybody here?
Can y'all hear me?
No.
Our speaker's working?
Yeah, get a little closer.
Okay. Okay, the administration and audit committee meeting was held on April 14th, and we met at 10 a.m. The committee met me, Sarah Mackey, Carrie Belt, Todd Brashears, Robert Tesh, Raleigh White, Dave Scott, Chris Adams, and Richard Ball were all also present, along with staff, a certain staff. And we listened to the presentations of, let me get my notes together here. We had several professional firms presented, or actually applied for the work, and there were one, two, three, I won't name them all, but 8 or 10 firms. The staff narrowed it down to three firms, and the recommendation that we would make is that we continue with Paget Stratman for these professional services, and I'd like to read the resolution for that if it's appropriate now.
Is that, you want to let John read it?
Or let John read it, yeah.
That's fine.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, the quick background on that, as you all know, every 5 years your board policies actually requires you to select a new external auditor. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a new external auditor, but it requires you to select an external auditor every 5 years. And as Director Bennis said, we sent out RFPs. We received 11 respondents in. Of those, we had an internal group shortlist them to three. That was what Director Bennis and the committee members reviewed those three, and they made presentations, and then they made their decision and the recommendation to select Paget Stratman as auditor for the next five-year period. What we do as a practical matter is we enter into an agreement 1 year at a time. As many of y'all know, audit engagements have engagement letters. Those are effectively the contract, so to speak, with the audit firm, and they're done 1 year at a time. So we will continue to do it. That's the way we've always done it. We'll continue to do it that way. But we anticipate utilizing them for the next five-year period if all things go well. Stuff. So that's the thing. But any other questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that help there.
No problem.
Why didn't we take the lowest bid?
The lowest bid?
Yeah.
Well, it's a proposal. It's a professional services proposal. So actually, under our professional services, the way you select professional services, you really are not even looking at fees. Technically, you recommend them based on qualifications first, and then you negotiate a fee. As it turned out, the fee structure, and I think you may have seen it in your materials, the fee structure were very, very similar in all these firms. It was a very minor difference. And so it really came down to more of the professional services and the qualifications. And the three finalists were all very, I believe, and I think the committee believed, were all very qualified firms, could have done the work, but just felt like that in the final analysis, the Paget Stratman was the best one. But the fees, they won't end up costing us anything more than any of the other ones was. There were some firms, I'll say this, in the 11, there were some firms that had lower fees. We didn't consider them to be of the same quality and qualifications. And so they didn't make the finalist group. They were a little bit lower. It wasn't a huge amount of difference, but a little bit lower. So that's really the way. There wasn't a big enough difference for the fees to make a difference. Yeah, yes.
John, having heard the three firms that we considered make each one their individual presentations, it was interesting to see how different they were. Mm-hmm. And the big difference was the personnel that that firm was going to assign to this account. And the comfort level that our staff had with the capacities of those people that they were going to be interfacing with, essentially on a regular ongoing basis throughout the year. So if they were all qualified, but they were all considerably unique and different from each other.
Okay. Thank you.
I might mention Michael Bryan, who I know y'all seen because Mike comes each year, a couple times a year, is here as represents Patrick Strait. Okay, any other questions? Otherwise, I'll read the resolution. The Administration and Audit Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority the following resolution at its April 28, 2014 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate an agreement for professional auditing services with Paget Stratemann & Company, LLP, for a five-year period with a contract containing such terms and conditions the General Manager, CEO, shall determine to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Dennis, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Bortland.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director White.
Yes.